Have you ever wondered why, despite having more diet information than ever before, we're collectively heavier than any generation in history? The answer might surprise you. Everything we've been told about weight loss is fundamentally wrong. We're not failing at diets because we lack willpower. We're failing because we're fighting against one of the most powerful biological systems in our bodies. Like trying to hold your breath indefinitely, you might succeed temporarily, but eventually your body will override your conscious intentions. This isn't about weakness. It's about understanding how your body actually works. Consider this startling fact. Americans consume about 500 extra calories daily, which should theoretically add 26 kilograms annually. Yet the average weight gain is barely half a kilogram per year. Our bodies regulate energy balance with 99.6% accuracy, more precise than most engineered systems. This isn't happening through conscious calorie counting. Something far more sophisticated is at work, and understanding it changes everything about how we approach weight. Deep within your brain, the hypothalamus operates as your body's weight control center, a thermostat maintaining a predetermined set point. It uses leptin, a hormone from fat cells, as its primary signal. Rising leptin tells your brain to reduce appetite and boost metabolism. Falling leptin triggers hunger and slows energy expenditure. This explains why the Biggest Loser contestants, after losing an average of 58 kilograms, regained 41 kilograms within 6 years. Their metabolic rates dropped by 700 calories daily and stayed suppressed. One contestant would need to run 10 kilometers daily just to maintain his pre-show weight. The Vermont prison experiment revealed the system's power from the opposite direction. Prisoners required up to 10,000 calories daily, 5 times normal intake, just to continue gaining weight. Once they stopped, weight dropped rapidly back to baseline. Whether losing or gaining, your body defends its set point through metabolic adjustments, hunger signals, and energy regulation. Walk through any international airport and you'll notice obesity affects different populations dramatically differently, even when eating identical foods. This isn't about willpower, it's written in our DNA. Studies of identical twins separated at birth show 75% similarity in adult weight, regardless of being raised in completely different households. History has conducted brutal genetic selection experiments. Pacific Islanders show the world's highest obesity rates, 94% overweight in Nauru, because colonizing remote islands required surviving months-long ocean voyages with minimal provisions. Only those with extraordinarily efficient metabolisms completed these journeys. The transatlantic slave trade created another selection event with 20% mortality during the Middle Passage. This genetic legacy now manifests as 57% obesity rates among Black American women compared to 33% among white Americans. Even more fascinating is epigenetic programming. During the 1944-45 Dutch famine, pregnant women survived on just 500 calories daily. 30 years later, their children developed significantly higher obesity rates than siblings conceived before or after the famine. Their developing bodies had been epigenetically programmed for scarcity, creating efficient metabolisms that became liabilities in abundance. Your weight isn't just about what you eat today, it's influenced by what your mother experienced during pregnancy. Leptin should signal fat stores to your brain for effortless weight regulation. But in obesity, despite having 4 times normal leptin levels, the brain becomes leptin resistant, perceiving starvation despite abundant fat stores, triggering relentless hunger and metabolic slowdown. 2 culprits drive this malfunction: chronically elevated insulin and systemic inflammation. Insulin interferes with leptin signaling because both hormones share pathways in the hypothalamus. When insulin stays constantly elevated from refined carbohydrates, leptin's message never gets through. Meanwhile, swollen fat cells trigger inflammatory responses that further disrupt leptin signaling, a vicious cycle where inflammation causes leptin resistance, promoting weight gain, which increases inflammation. This trap makes your body defend elevated weight through increased appetite, reduced metabolism, and preferential fat storage. Dieting worsens the problem. Hunger hormones remain elevated, while fullness hormones stay suppressed for over a year after dieting ends. The encouraging news? Leptin resistance reverses through dietary intervention. Rats on Western diets develop resistance and obesity, but when returned to whole food diets low in refined carbohydrates, their leptin sensitivity normalizes within weeks. The key lies in addressing both insulin and inflammation through food quality, not calorie restriction. 1 million years ago, our ancestors discovered cooking, the single most important innovation in human evolution. By pre-digesting food through heat, cooking allowed us to shrink our energy-hungry digestive systems and redirect that energy to growing larger brains. A study of 500 modern raw foodists confirmed our complete dependency. Despite having blenders and nutritional knowledge, 50% of women stopped menstruating due to malnutrition. For 149,850 years after that innovation, humans ate cooked whole foods. A Cro-Magnon man from 150,000 BCE would have pristine arteries and zero modern inflammatory diseases. The Industrial Revolution transformed food from sustenance into business, prioritizing shelf life over nutrition. The 1950s brought the diet heart hypothesis, blaming dietary fat for rising heart disease. British scientist Dr. John Yudkin identified sugar as the real culprit, but the sugar industry secretly funded Harvard scientists who shifted blame to fat instead. Ansel Keys' seven-country study deliberately excluded contradicting countries like France. After the 1977 McGovern Report made this unproven hypothesis official policy, food companies flooded shelves with low-fat products loaded with sugar and dangerous trans fats, directly correlating with the sudden explosion of obesity rates. Could obesity be a deficiency disease? The evidence points to a dramatic imbalance in our fat intake. Omega-3 and omega-6 are essential fatty acids our bodies cannot produce. Throughout human history, we maintained a ratio between 1 to 1 and 1 to 4. Today, Western diets have skewed this to 150 in some populations. These fatty acids have opposing functions. Omega-6 promotes inflammation, while omega-3 reduces it. Excess omega-6 increases TNF-alpha, blocking leptin action and causing leptin resistance. Omega-3's flexible form creates responsive cell walls, while omega-6 creates stiffer barriers, decreasing insulin sensitivity in muscles and leptin sensitivity in the brain. Most remarkably, omega-6 produces endocannabinoids that stimulate cannabis-like brain receptors, triggering elevated mood followed by sudden appetite surges, essentially giving you the munchies from your own fat stores. In nature, omega-3 predominates in spring shoots, while omega-6 increases in autumn seeds, triggering animals to increase their weight set point before winter. Our obesity epidemic represents this same protective response, but to an extreme, unnatural shift in our food environment. Your body thinks winter is coming and never leaving. The path forward isn't about willpower or calorie restriction. It's about changing the environmental signals that control your weight set point. By addressing insulin levels, sleep quality, omega balance, stress, and food quality, you can naturally decrease appetite and increase metabolism without traditional dieting misery. Start by eliminating sugar, wheat, and corn, the biggest insulin-spiking culprits. Replace them with whole, unprocessed foods that calm stress hormones. Prioritize 8 hours of quality sleep. Sleep deprivation alone increases appetite hormones by 300 calories daily. Rebalance your omega ratio by replacing vegetable oils with butter and olive oil, choosing omega-3-rich fish and grass-fed meats. Exercise regularly, not for calorie burning, but for lowering your set point through decreased stress hormones and improved insulin sensitivity. Choose enjoyable activities, exercise 2 to 3 times weekly for at least 20 minutes. Gradually reduce carbohydrates to lower insulin requirements, starting at 150 grams daily and potentially reaching 80 grams. France offers a living example. Despite consuming more saturated fat and wine, the French have avoided obesity through proud food culture, fresh ingredients, traditional cooking, minimal snacking, and better work-life balance. Changes may take weeks or months, but unlike temporary diets that fight your biology, this approach works with your body's natural regulation systems, permanently lowering your set point. You're not broken. You simply need to speak your body's language, and that language is hormones, not calories.